roll with another Short Shifts episode. 10 minutes are on the clock. Jeffrey Lovecchio, Jehu, the tap man himself, has no idea what the topic is going to be. But Jeffrey, should you choose to accept this one, we will have fun today. Are you ready to go?
I always accept. Okay. Unless it's a collect call.
Atta baby, it's a boy.
Bobby, atta baby, it's a boy.
Oh my God. For those that don't know, 1-800-COLLECT, way back in the day.
Whenever I needed mom to pick me up from the mall with my buddies cruising for chicks for 2 hours, yes. Mom, don't accept the charges. Pick me up at the Rite Aid.
Oh, God. Okay, now that we're a minute in almost, I want to talk about bench energy.
Oh, okay.
I want to talk about bench energy and how important bench energy is to a successful team, successful game, successful season, whichever way you want to take it, brother. Bench energy, let's go.
Are going to the Roxbury.
We're going to get into the Roxbury.
Thank you. Bench everything, man. I will also say this, though. Different teams have different bench energies, and they can be positive. You know, like there's some teams who are more quiet on the bench and they're sitting down the whole time and they're organized and but that's how they do things and it works for them and they're still talking to each other. Some teams were standing up the whole time and more boisterous and moving around and all that type of stuff. Whatever, you know, your team identity is, I think that, you know, you got to be true to yourself and you have to be honest with yourself and things like that, but got to be talking. Got to be talking after every shift. Talk to your line mates after every power play. Talk the whole power play. What are we seeing, guys? What do we, you got to, you know, and that's that talking like that brings energy. Also, massive one for me. If you're on the bench and there's players coming close to the bench, talk to them, be their eyes. Like you can instantly make players better that are
heads
playing
up
in the game. Yeah. Heads up, coming. You got time, you got time, you got time. They look up, they see the D-man pinching. You see your player look down and that D-man backs off. Whereas some players would just chip it because their scan was they thinking they're coming. But you're right there. You can be yelling, time. He's not pinching. And you just helped your players break out of the zone by being energetic on the bench, paying attention to the game and helping be the eyes of the players on the bench. And I also think that body language on the bench, massively important. As you're coming off the bench onto the ice, as you're coming back, as coach is talking to you, all these things, there's so many, many little intricacies that if you focus on little details on the bench, all of them add up to a lot of different things that will help you be a better hockey team and win more games.
Totally, man. Excuse me, frog in the throat. What is your experience like with bench energy for the good teams and the bad teams that you've been on? Is there a difference?
I was always a leader on every team I was on, and I wouldn't let a team have bad bench energy. So like that, if I played on the team, that wasn't a thing. It wasn't going to happen. You know, I've been on teams where maybe even though we weren't the best team, still like, don't allow that stuff. Leadership can't allow that stuff. You know what I mean? But teams that have bad bench energy are chirping each other when they come back. They have poor body language. A lot of times when a coach is talking to a player, you know, sometimes the player's not looking at them. So like little details like that, because the other guys see that and they pick up on that. And then, you know, it's just like it brings the energy down. It brings a dark energy. Toph and I, we used to talk about all the time, energy vampires, energy givers, or energy vampires. And on the bench, you want to be an energy giver. If you're not out there playing in the game, well, there are things you can do to help the team be more positive, help the team be in a better headspace, just help the team in so many different ways just by how and what you're doing on the bench. The good teams, you know, there's a lot of talk and it's not chirping. It's what did you see here? What, okay. All right, let's do this next time. And, you know, talk to me here and it'll help with this. Or, you know, it's just a much more positive conversation, positive body language, just all around more positive.
Is it positive?
It's pretty positive.
pretty positive. Yeah, man. I'm a huge believer in bench energy. I think it's so incredibly important. I also think teams that are closer away from the rink have much better bench energy.
Oh,
would you agree to that?
Yeah, totally.
Like a tighter team is going to have better bench energy. I think I've been on a few benches where, and maybe you have too, where there's like a divide between the D and the forwards, and the forwards like get pissed at the D, like for not getting them the puck. And then the D are like pissed at the forwards, was like, well, you weren't open. Like, what the frig am I supposed to do? Have you ever been on those benches?
In like games, not like seasons, but like maybe it happens in a game or something. Yeah, man. That's, you got to nip that in the bud right away. That is not a good thing to be happening.
No.
And you said, what did you just say? You said they're tighter away from the rink.
Yeah.
And they're just a tighter team in general. It's because you respect each other. And when you respect each other outside the rink and for what you bring to the team and all this stuff, you're going to respect each other more on the bench. It's a circle.
Yeah, man, like interactions away from the rink and the bonds that are created through team building, not just like formal team building, but like informal stuff, just hanging out together as a group, doing things together. Like that stuff is so important to winning championships. It's so incredibly important to winning championships. And like, I tell people this all the time. Like when I go and I do team building with college teams, one of the things I ask, who in here has won a championship at any level? Typically about half the guys will raise the hand. And then the next question is, okay, for all of you that are raising your hand right now, keep your hand up if that was the closest team you've ever been on. Very few, if any, hands ever go down. Like there is a real correlation between how tight your team is, what your bench energy is, how hard you compete against each other in practice, and ultimately that stuff ends up winning at the end of the day. And so like, yeah, man, being close is big for bench energy. The other thing that I think is really important too is like, how much appreciation does your bench have for little sacrifice plays on the ice? Right? Like
huge, huge.
I kind of play this up. Like when I go and do my team building thing with like some of the younger kids, I'll be like, okay, I'll get like really anime. I'll be like, all right, so who's got the biggest clap bomb on the power play, right? Who's got the biggest clap bomb, right? And oh, it's this guy, it's Vex. Okay, Vex, you're at the point. All right, who's the half wall guy? Who's the silky guy who's, you know, is going to feed everybody, whatever. And it's like, oh, that's Muntz. Okay, Muntz is going to be the half wall guy. Vex is going to be, okay, Vex, what hand do you shoot? Okay, I'm a lefty, boom. All right, so you're over here, you're getting ready, like you're on the power play. Muntz feeds you, you get all of it, right? Slap shot, one timer. And who's your guys' rival? Oh, our rivals, like the young Chicago Young Americans. Oh, well, some guy in the Chicago Young Americans lays out to block that shot, and all of a sudden the Young Americans bench goes nuts, goes absolutely nuts. What does that do to your bench? And they're like, yeah, like everybody just kind of, you talk about body language, right? Like everybody kind of sinks. But then I'll flip it and be like, okay, who's the PK guy on this team that's going to eat pucks with his teeth? Okay, that's Vex. Awesome. All right, who's the guy in the Young Americans who's like their top D man? Oh, that's whoever. All right, so whoever gets this one-timer, boom, Vex like eats it with his face, goes outside the zone, your bench goes crazy. What's that do to your bench? Oh, we're all fired up. Ah. And then what's that do to the other bench? You look over and it's like everybody's kind of sunk. Like bench energy is so big for momentum, so big for momentum with those little sacrifice plays. And I'm talking about like blocking a shot. I'm talking about like an awesome back check. I'm talking about like a defenseman going back on a retrieval on the penalty kill and takes that extra half a second to make sure the puck gets out of the zone, but he's going to get smoked because of it, but he still gets the puck. Like those kinds of things, those are like culture, like freaking bench energy. Like, I love it. It's such a, like, it's such like a mental warfare. Tactical, yeah, but it's like a mental warfare, mental battle between your side and the other side to gain and lose momentum. And I know if I'm looking across the ice at a team that has awesome bench energy, like, I'm thinking, like, man, those guys love each other. Like, they got a pretty good culture. And it makes you a little nervous, you know? And so
I'll never forget the story that you told me. We were playing against you in the USHL. I was on Omaha. You were on the Steel. And, I think we were winning 5-3. There was like 3 seconds left. One of your big D men ripped a clapper. I laid down, ate it. And on my bench went nuts. We won the game. The game was over. It was the last shift. You weren't going to score 2 goals in whatever, 10 seconds. And I remember talking to you in years after, or maybe even that year. And you were like, yeah, my coach loves the way you guys play. You blocked a shot. You're up two goals. We're not going to tie it. Then you didn't need to block that, and your whole bench goes nuts. What the hell? And it's like, yeah, like that screws with your guy's mind. And we're like, we're celebrating more on a blocked shot than we are with the goal. Well, how bad do you want to win if you're sellying that hard on the little things? You know, it's like Tope said here. It all goes hand in hand.
It's everything, man. All right. Time's up. Share the show.
Share it.